Well, maybe we could start at the beginning with this awesome website. When people go to beyondbelief.com, it's unbelievable looking at all the resources there. What are we going to find at this website?
Well, at the website, it's a service site to help pastors, youth pastors, parents with resourcing them and training them to impact their kids with Christ. I mean, right now, Doug, we're not seeing transformed lives. We aren't. And if we don't start changing that, it doesn't matter what we do with church growth, we won't have any impact.
Josh, where do you think it's all kind of gone wrong? Because both Doug and I have teenagers of our own, and I think everybody has good intentions. I mean, we you know, are involved in our churches. We've got our kids involved in youth group. And what's not happening? What's missing? What's the missing link?
Well, there's a lot of it's the development of history. With the going back hundreds of years, Renaissance basically said, look how great man is, we don't need God. And then along came the Enlightenment, said, we don't need God. Look how man can reason through his sin problem, salvation. Then came the Industrial Revolution, said, we don't need God. Look how man can create. Look at his capacity to create. And then evolution came along and turned to the previous century and said, we don't need God. And what happened is the concept of a personal creator God in which all truth resides, you could say, fell off the video screen of history. And this is where the God is dead movement came out of, not that God was alive and died, but the concept of a personal creator God. That concept died. That's what God is dead means. And therefore, it left man, and basically then all truth is individual.
Hmm.
It's like 81% of born-again church kids will say all truth is personal. And as a result, it doesn't matter so much what the church teaches, what mom and dad teaches. They are ingrained with this concept that they determine what is true. 89% says, well, if it feels good, then it's true. If it doesn't feel good, it's not true. And as a result, they're not evaluating really biblical truth. They're trying to evaluate their own personal experience. And this is turning so many away from Christ. And another is that we separated truth from relationships. At the turn of the previous century, 105 years ago, where the liberal went south, you could say, with relationships care to the poor. Out of it came the evangelical that went north with truth. When we separate truth from relationships, you got the gospel. And like the last time somebody joined your church, I can almost guarantee you they were only asked truth-oriented questions. Is Jesus Christ Son of God? Yes. Is the Bible the Word of God? Yes. Have you professed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Yes. When was the last time you heard questions like this? Do you believe Jesus Christ Son of God? Yes. Well, how's that affected your attitude towards the poor? Do you believe the Bible's the Word of God? Well, yeah. How's that affected your relationship with your wife, with your children? Have you professed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Yes. Well, how's that affected your relationship with your parents at school, in lying, cheating, stealing?
Mm-hmm.
And we've separated truth from relationships. And that guts the gospel. And so a lot of what we're paying within the church is the price of a powerful culture around us, which is multiplied through the Internet. Now, that can be positive or negative, and I'm trying to turn it to a positive.
Josh, people will make, I don't want to say excuses, but will bring up the connection of God being taken out of our public schools. Are we really just kind of awash in a sea of liberal idea and thoughts when we have our kids out from under our control of our home and what they're being exposed to at public schools?
I think we might be too concerned about public schools, not concerned enough about Christian homes.
Hmm.
I think for the most part, God has been taken out of evangelical, fundamental, born-again Christian homes. When you see the belief system of our, quote, born-again Christian kids, where 91% will say there is no truth apart from myself, less than 4% will say the Bible is an infallible word of God and true in every situation, it's not our schools, it's our homes. And if we don't get back to building relationships within our homes, because truth, even biblical truth without relationships, leads to rejection. And our kids are rejecting truth, not so much because they haven't heard it, but because we haven't built relationships with them.
So are we equipped enough to deal with this as parents, or are we kind of out to lunch statistically as well?
Well, I think one of our disadvantages as parents today is that we didn't have parents, especially dads, who really related to us. And now we got the pressure of culture coming around us, but we don't have the relationships to fall back upon. And that's why so much of what I'm doing is trying to help parents to relate to their kids.
Hmm.
Because if we don't, it doesn't matter what youth group you take them to or what church.
Right.
They'll walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, 85% of born-again church kids are walking away from the faith within 12 months of high school graduation. That's staggering.
Mm-hmm.